Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
He had one of those old-fashioned things where he had not allowed a hit after 7 innings.
Oh, that's novel.
It was novel. But you could tell watching the game that Clark was done. You know, he was gassing it out in the 7th inning. He was leaving it all out there. His pitch count was over 100. And also, Clark Schmidt, remember, missed considerable time earlier this season due to injury. So it was obvious to me that Clark Schmidt was coming out of the game, but that didn't stop our very own Sean Morash from having a meltdown when Clark Schmidt was taken out of the game.
Of course they're booing. Of course they're freaking booing. Because you took him out during a no-hitter, bringing JT Brubaker to give up a damn hit. Of course you did. You ruined everybody's Saturday, Aaron Boone. Everybody!
Now, it's been a couple of days.
He's the one, man. What's wrong with you?
They were killing him that day.
A lot is wrong with me.
Are you better now? Have you realized the errors of your ways for ranting about Clark Schmidt being pulled?
Damn it!
Am I better now? That's the first question. Yes.
Good.
The errors of my ways, I think, have been lost in translation.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think a lot of people looked at that and their immediate reaction was, what did you expect? He threw 103 pitches. That's not my argument. I understand that baseball's gone this way. What I expected, or maybe expected is the wrong word, what I had hoped is that a manager who in his own playing career has an iconic moment he's remembered for would for once throw away the books and binders and at least try to handle this on a batter-by-batter basis entering the 8th inning. Mm-hmm. And he basically gave no shot. I hated Aaron Boone's post-game answers about it either. And I would just think, you know, a historian of the game, grew up in the game, his father, his brother, everything. I just would have expected a little more from Aaron Boone to not just be, again, his biggest criticism for everything is by the book.
What you would have done? You would have let him start the 8th inning and go batter by batter?
Yes.
Is there on any planet, he was at 103, if we're being exact.
Yeah, great.
Is there any planet where Clark Schmidt would have been able to get the last 6 outs with you thinking it's okay keeping him in the game?
Remember, now you brought up the 7th inning. The 5th and 6th, he breezed through. So if he throws 5 pitches and he's at 108, he can't come out for the 9th?
He's not throwing 5 pitches in all likelihood in the 8th inning.
Okay,
throwing 8 pitches to the first battery faces.
Evan, this is my point.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Okay, maybe
he's not completing the no-hitter shot.
He's saying if he gets him out in 2 pitches.
We didn't even try that. And Evan, this is where
else. But he's not completing the game. That's why Aaron Boone took him out, which is part of the reason. He's already at 103. You're not going to be irresponsible with a valuable piece who's coming off an injury and allowing him to complete a game that he's not going to be able to complete. Right. He's not completing that game.
So there's 2 forks in a row I'm going to take in this argument here. Here's door number A I'm going to give you. Even if he's not going to complete the game, this is the other thing Aaron Boone screwed up in big time. Why? You left half the stadium, and now you could say the fans should have known better in the ballpark. Half the stadium wondering, are they going to bring him back out? Are they going to bring him back out? Clark Schmidt didn't even get that moment of being able to tip his hat to the crowd, truly knowing he was coming out. Aaron Boone didn't want to have that moment on the mound where Clark Schmidt looked at him like, are you kidding me? And instead, Aaron Boone was probably worried about getting booed if he went out there. So you just took him out haphazardly in between innings.
So you're upset he didn't get a standing ovation walking off the mound?
I think that's part of it. I think Clark Schmidt had earned that right to go out there.
Sean.
Batter by batter. Also, he's not finished the game. My answer to that would be why, Evan?
because it's irresponsible to ask a guy to throw not just a few more pitches than his career high, but probably 15, 20, 30 more pitches than he's ever thrown in his major league career. And he is coming off an injury.
Great.
And it's really hot outside. And you need him to win a championship, which is the priority. Yes.
All right. So outside of that Johan Santana moment, and this is not about the Mets because everybody points to the injury after. Where all of a sudden is all of this proof that everybody that pitches these complete games suddenly falls off a cliff and has these arm injuries? I'm going to give you a hold on.
Well, give me a hold on, Teak.
That's good. That means he's dead serious right now.
We, and this goes for all of us, we just accept what every analytical person puts in there about pitch counts. We have come to accept baseball. It's like, we do.
I disagree with you. I'll explain when you're done.
Clark Schmidt once threw 103 pitches. That was his max. So that suddenly became the number in this. Mm. Meanwhile, how many pitches is he throwing between innings? How many pitches is he throwing in the pregame warmups? You had no problem pushing him off that injury 7 2/3 versus the Angels earlier in the week. I just think that we're just so accepting of these pitch count numbers now, where baseball is about moments.
No.
Baseball is about memories.
So what, you feel robbed?
I do. I think the 45,000 people there got robbed. As somebody that's been at a no-hitter, that is arguably the most cherishable moment I have with my dad at a ball game, that these guys or these women, whoever was at this game, lost that moment. And or more importantly, Clark Schmidt kind of got robbed. And before you interrupt, David Wells and David Cone won a bunch of rings here. They're immortalized for their perfect games. Jim Abbott has talked about forever for his no-hitter here. Doc Gooden, his no-hitter here. This is not on the road. This is at Yankee Stadium. You need Clark Schmidt to win a championship. It's been 16 years since the Yankees won a World Series. There's a better chance Clark Schmidt finishes with zero rings in his career than there would have been. Maybe he throws a no-hitter, and that's his moment he could have had for his career forever, and he wasn't even given the opportunity to try. I have a problem with that.
The reason I wanted to cut you off is you said so many things I don't know where I'm supposed to attack.
Go ahead.
So let me go back to your...
Because you're a sheep, so go ahead.
I'm not a sheep. I have an opinion that's evolved over the years.
Okay.
And the reason it's evolved is it's not about a magical number. So you got that wrong. It's not about he can't throw 105, 110. Mm-hmm. What you're asking an athlete to do is something they're not used to, something they've never done. That's what's uncomfortable. Like, if Clark Schmidt was already throwing 115 or 120 pitches, I wouldn't be against that. But you're asking him to do something he's never done. And I don't know if his body's going to hold up if you do that. So instead of asking for evidence of other examples, I would tell you I'm scared of risking the future of my season on the unknown. And the unknown is you're asking Clark Schmidt on a hot day in a game you've already won because it's a blowout to do something he hasn't been asked to do. I think it is risky. I think it is irresponsible. And it's a disservice. Forget the 40,000 people at Yankee Stadium. How about the millions of Yankee fans that are there waiting to see a world championship?
Yeah,
that's the problem. So it's not the arbitrary number. It's asking the athlete to do something they're not used to.
Right.
Okay.
And how do we know Clark Schmidt wasn't okay with this? Because it sounds like he was when you listen to his post-game comments where he said, I'm at the 103 mark. We have two more. I have two more innings to go and 80 more games to go. You got to think about the bigger picture.
He's right.
So I watched Boone and Clark Schmidt in the postgame, and it felt very much to me like Clark Schmidt was doing the teleprompter, this is what I've been told to say.
The company line.
And Boone's answer sounded a lot like we weren't even allowing Clark to discuss us. Now, you bring up a good point, okay? How do we know how he's going to respond to this? You don't. You know how you don't know? Because we never try these things. And for all the talk about pitch counts and saving arms, it feels like we see more arm injuries than ever. So how do we know that the way we've approached this is actually the right way to go about it?
My response to you would be, I would demand, if this is the argument you are going to have, that we're asking pitchers to go deeper into games as opposed to all of a sudden a guy who throws 90, 95 pitches on average to throw 130 because he's going to make you feel good with your father in attendance.
But
that's what's irresponsible.
You mean to tell me there's that big a difference between 103 and 120? We're talking about 17 more pitches, dude?
Yeah, I do think it is. And I think it's you're putting your season on the line for something. And here's the second point that I wanted to get to. I think the no-hitter...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet,
right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Is dead. And it's not just dead because guys don't go nine innings. I don't think the no-hitter's cool anymore.
It would be cool if we ripped these rules out.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Do you give a rat's ass about Corey Kluber?
Because he didn't do it here. I would have if it was at Yankee Stadium. I don't know about that home moment sharing with the fans.
I think so. Let's forget David Wells and David Cone. That's a perfect game. And I think perfect games are very cool. Okay, that has not lost its luster because they're so rare. So please put them aside.
Sure.
Let's talk about no-hitters. Who are the two no-hitters you just referred to?
Jim Abbott and Doc Gooden. They're remembered forever.
Why are they remembered forever? Because you want to get specific on this? Why is Doc Gooden and Jim Abbott's no-hitters remembered forever?
Because they threw no-hitters at Yankee Stadium.
No, I'll correct you now, or at least in my opinion. I don't want to be arrogant and say
remember, I was at Doc Gooden's no-hitter. It has nothing to do with him being a former Met or all that.
To do with him being Doc Gooden, okay? If you don't want to call him a former Met, don't call him a former Met. It has to do with Doc Gooden. He was an iconic New York athlete who had major drug problems, who looked done. Basically, the Mets were kicking him to the curb. And George Steinbrenner welcomed them back, and a few starts in, he threw a no-hitter. Mm-hmm. If you don't think that's why it's cool, you lost. Let's get to Jim Abbott. I don't know if you know this about Jim Abbott. He was born with one hand or one arm.
And that made it even more incredible.
That's why those no-hitters are remembered. If Corey Kluber threw a no-hitter at Yankee Stadium, nobody would care.
You're wrong.
Really?
Yes, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong. No, the two no-hitters you're bringing up are special and unique. A, because it was a long time ago, which I've left out. I think in 1996, no-hitters were cooler. I think in 1993, no-hitters were cooler. Besides that, there was something unique about both of those figures.
Were they cooler then?
I think so, yeah.
But, Evan,
to me, at least, they were.
But they're so rare now. I think they'd be cooler now.
I don't think they are.
And you described backstories. That's my point. Baseball, more than any other sport, has built these moments over time, these markers, these memories. That's what baseball is all about. And because those guys threw no-hitters, those stories you talked about around all of them came to life. Clark Schmidt having an injury-prone early start to his career, coming back from... Like, you would have built a story, and it would have been remembered forever on that sunny afternoon.
Dude,
I think you're
wrong.
And here is the worst argument I've heard over the last
Have I made this worst argument, or someone else has?
You have, because everybody keeps going to... And I'm going to use a word, but I'm not calling it because I know you're not. It's a lazy argument.
Which I don't even know what you're talking about.
The argument of you don't want to hurt your team from winning a world championship. Okay.
How's that lazy?
Here's how it's lazy. What do we complain about when we get to the postseason constantly? And this will be the case for Clark Schmidt. The early ripcord and using the bullpens in the postseason. He's going to be allowed to face the order twice through
the
order.
It's a different argument, Sean.
No.
It is a different argument.
If you're using the argument in June that you need Clark Schmidt to win a World Series, then I don't want to hear in October that he can only throw five innings in these playoff games and we got to rush to get freaking Fernando Cruz in the game.
Here's why your argument is wrong. Or flawed in this case. I would love to see pitchers go deep in a game. See, we agree with each other. I'd love to see it. I don't know why numbers are as arbitrary as they are. But you can't just decide to break the rule on one occasion. If you're going to break the rule, you got to break the rule all the time. You have to let your pitchers be more conditioned for the amount of up-downs and for the amount of pitches you're going to throw. You can't break it because it makes you feel good on a Saturday afternoon. So if your argument is, I want to see pitchers go deeper in a game, watch this. I'm raising my hand. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But you can't decide it. Again, because something would be cool on a Saturday. It's a flawed argument. Sorry. Do you agree with me?
I'm kind of lost on why it's cool on that Saturday and not something that, one, the pitcher would want to see, the fans would want to see, and if it's not doing any damage, what's the harm?
Because I think it may be doing damage. If you're asking an athlete to do something they're not used to doing, there's greater risk of injury. I think there just is.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of pitches.
I can't buy that.
Yeah.
You can't be afraid of being hurt.
Or you don't think a pitcher who rarely throws over 100 pitches, right?
Right.
And I would love to not see that again.
I think it matters what the pitcher says. Like, you know, you can tell when you're getting fatigued as an athlete. You can tell when, man, I'm compromised. I can't hit the pace that I want to or speed that I want to on this particular pitch. This whip of my wrist is hurting my elbow a little bit. Like, you know when you're starting to feel worn out. If you're not, then you should be able to keep going.
Yeah, but sometimes the adrenaline may convince you of something that isn't best for you.
I don't know. I think the best pitchers, they don't get lost in the adrenaline of it. I don't think that happens.
But I think the manager has to protect?
I think they're tacticians. I do think the manager has to protect, but the manager also now relies more on numbers than he does on a conversation with his athlete.
Mm-hmm.
That's fact. We know that for a fact. And so I don't see the harm in it if Clark Schmidt is okay with it.
I think the harm is you're asking someone to do something they actually haven't done. And asking that to happen probably brings a greater risk of injury. And that's why I got what Aaron Boone did. And I'll tell you something else, just to back up my own point that I know you don't believe, which is I don't think the no-hitter means the same as it used to. I'm going to Citi Field tonight on a hot Monday night to watch Paul Blackburn twirl for the New York Mets. And I think a lot of this is Johan. I've seen it, okay? Even Met fans who weren't in the building, we saw it.
He's not getting through five innings.
If he threw a nine-inning no-hitter.
He's not, no chance.
Let's just say he did.
There's no way.
I know, but let's just say he did.
But it's not because of him. It's because of the weather.
You're probably right, but let's say he threw 78 pitches. It was a Maddoxian complete game. I know it's crazy. I get that. But he does it. He walks a couple of guys, so it's not a perfect game because that's different, and he throws a no-hitter. I don't think it would cause the feels that you think it would.
Oh,
I think I'd come
mind.
In tomorrow and say that was cool. I think Tommy would say, you got a real no-hitter, and we'd all have fun with it. But I don't think it does what it used to do. I really don't.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah.
I used to be obsessed with the no-hitter.
If you're in the crowd for the seventh, eighth, you saw it when Dominguez caught the first out of the seventh inning, the oohs and ahs in the crowd. Evan, once you're there and you experience, I promise you,
I'm not saying it's
unbelievable.
Sean, you've done it before. So have I. We did it for very special things. Mine was the first. Yours was Doc. If you don't see the difference between that and Clark Schmidt on a Saturday or Paul Blackburn on a Monday, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but
they're
Evan,
very different.
But here's the thing, Evan. You're undermining the argument of it's baseball, right? We say this for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, the Mets are amazing, best team in all of Major League Baseball. They lose eight games in a row. Eh, it's baseball.
Yeah,
right. Oh, this guy was hot and. He's got paid $700 million, $800 million, but now he can't hit over 230. It's baseball. He'll come out of it. Also baseball is, guy is just a good, maybe he's a very good pitcher. He throws a no-hitter. Like, that's the other side of it's baseball.
I think it's cool. I just don't think it's as cool as it used to
be.
That's all I'm saying.
But you bring up.
I don't think so.
And I'm a no-hit, you know, what's the word I want to use? I used to be obsessed with no-hitters. What's the proper word?
Snob.
Yes. Not a snob.
Yeah, you were a snob about it. Like, you were on your high horse whenever there was a no-hitter. You'd tell the newsroom.
Aficionado.
Snob.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.